EU Parliament Committee advances the digital euro in a 43-14 vote. The European Parliament's Economic and Monetary Affairs Committee approved the digital euro regulation on June 23, 2026, by 43 votes to 14. The vote, reported by Cointelegraph, is the furthest the European Central Bank's retail CBDC project has moved inside the EU's legislative machinery. It clears the committee stage and sends the text toward negotiations with member states. The timing is its own story. Lawmakers in Brussels advanced a state-issued digital cash project in the same month the U.S. Senate attached a federal CBDC ban through 2030 to a housing bill. Two of the largest economic blocs are now moving in opposite directions on the same question. A central bank coin that tries to behave like cash, the committee text leans hard on privacy. Online payments would run through an account-based system, while offline payments would store value locally on a device and settle directly between two people, the way physical cash does. Lose an offline balance, and there is no refund, the same risk you take carrying notes in a wallet. To keep transactions private, the bill requires zero-knowledge proofs, a cryptographic method that confirms a payment is valid without exposing the personal data behind it. The text states plainly that the ECB would not have access to personal identification data. That design choice is a direct answer to the most common objection to any CBDC, that it hands the central bank a ledger of every purchase a citizen makes. Privacy guarantees written into a committee draft are not the same as privacy in a shipped product. And the ECB still has to build and test the system. But putting zero-knowledge proofs in the legislative language raises the bar for what the final system has to deliver. Holding caps and the fear of bank runs. The most contested number in the file is one that does not exist yet. The European Commission, acting on ECB advice, would set a cap on how many digital euros a person can hold, and that cap would be reviewed regularly. Businesses get an even tighter rule. They can hold digital euros for only 24 hours before the balance has to move into a normal bank account. These caps exist to protect commercial banks. Without a ceiling, savers could pull deposits out of banks and park them in risk-free central bank money during a panic, draining the funding banks rely on to lend. Capping balances and paying no interest, both of which the bill does, keeps the digital euro a payment tool rather than a savings account. For everyday Europeans in markets like Germany or France, that means it would work for buying coffee, not for storing wealth. Regulated crypto firms sit inside the distribution chain. The bill does not have the ECB hand wallets to citizens directly. Distribution runs through banks, payment providers, post offices, e-money issuers, and notably, regulated crypto firms. Companies already operating under MiCA, the same regime Ripple just won preliminary approval under, are written into the rollout as potential distributors. That places the digital euro alongside the products Europeans already use to spend on-chain value. A capped, no-yield official euro would compete for the same wallet space as euro stablecoins and the fiat balances behind crypto cards. The difference is incentive. A stablecoin issuer or card program can offer rewards, yield, or travel perks, while the digital euro is built to pay no interest by law. For users who care about spending power, rather than holding a state instrument, that gap matters. A 2029 target, not a 2026 launch. Nothing changes for anyone holding euros today. The ECB still targets a 2029 launch, and the law itself requires a minimum 2-year rollout after final approval before the first digital euro reaches a consumer. The committee vote moves the text into trilogue talks between the Parliament, the Council, and the Commission, where the holding cap and the privacy mechanics can still shift. The backdrop did the project no favors. Crypto markets sold off through the day, with Bitcoin at $62,296, down 4.0% over 24 hours as of June 23, 2026, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 20. A risk-off tape tends to drown out slow-moving policy news. This one is worth tracking anyway, because a privacy-first CBDC reaching the negotiation stage in Europe is the clearest counterweight yet to the U.S. decision to outlaw the idea entirely.